New paintings and a new auction house. It's Art Talk on KCRW. If Mary Weatherford weren't such an accomplished painter, adding a thin strip of neon to her canvases would be a meaningless gimmick. So the question is, does she have the talent to combine these elements in ways that are interesting and worthy of your time? Also, later, Christie's has a new gallery in Beverly Hills. KCRW's art critic Hunter Drohioska-Philp is with us for this week's Art Talk to talk about those items and more. Hello, Hunter.
Hello, Steve.
Tell us more about Mary Weatherford and her roots here in Southern California.
She's from Ojai. She went to school back east. She went to Princeton. She went to Bard. These are very exclusive, wonderful schools. And she went to New York to be a painter. But really, her painting has taken off since she's come back to Los Angeles. I mean, she's considered one of the city's most accomplished abstract painters. And what is interesting is that when she started putting these strips of neon tube onto her big canvases, these big glowing, colorful canvases, splashy, you know, reds, blues, and one particularly great one that is all yellows, it could be just such a gimmick. It could really be something that just didn't work. But her paintings are so strong that they actually seem to illuminate the paintings, bring them more to life. I'm referring to her as the Turner of Los Angeles.
Well, describe this a little more, because are these neon lights, these tubes, as you say, that are illuminated, are they similar colors to the colors that she used on the canvas?
Sometimes they're similar, sometimes they're different, sometimes they're singular, sometimes they're plural, sometimes they're horizontal, sometimes they're vertical. But the background of these paintings has to be strong. It can't just be a bunch of a painting that doesn't work. It really does work. And her biggest influence is undoubtedly Helen Frankenthaler. She uses a medium called flash, which she can thin or make more opaque. So there are areas that are translucent and areas that are dense. Her color sense is really wonderful. But what she has in there is a sense of atmosphere, the way Turner did in his watercolors, or indeed in his oils, where you feel like you're gathering the clouds and you're gathering the sunlight, but then the neon just seems to make them more radiant.
You mentioned Frankenthaler. What was that? What she's basing this on, or is she? I mean, is there something else at play here?
Well, there are many people who've come out of the color field tradition, which is what Helen Frankenthaler was part of. And it's hard to do that in a way that's new for a contemporary artist. How do you keep trudging that territory and finding a fresh way of approaching it? And yet she has. And also, she's embraced the accomplishments of Frankenthaler, but taken them in a more expressionist direction. You really feel the presence of a big splash of paint there. So they come out of an abstract expressionist tradition, but they really do look like they are of today. And unlike a lot of what happens today, they don't look like anybody else.
Well, Mary Weatherford's show is on view through May 6th over at the Kordansky Gallery. There's another gallery and auction house that's actually opened up, but Christie's has been in L.A. for a while now. They just moved to another location.
In Beverly Hills on Camden, just a few doors down from where they were for many, many, many decades. But the feeling is very different, whereas they used to be in a very ornate kind of space. Now they've had the architect Kulapat Yantrasat design them a nice white two-story box with a terrace upstairs. And you can go in and see $20 million paintings by Roy Lichtenstein, by Francis Bacon. And you can even see items from the collection of the great late classic film star Greta Garbo.
Oh, Greta Garbo and $20 million. So we'll both pop in and buy something, huh?
From your lips to God's ears, Steve. We hope so.
Hunter Drohioska-Philp with this week's Art Talk. Hunter, thanks.